No abortion is ever necessary. Find out why next on Gospel of Life. I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome again to our program. The 4,000 abortions that occur in America every day are sometimes defended by those who use the slogan, freedom of choice. The irony, brothers and sisters, is that women don't get abortions because of freedom of choice. They get them because they feel they have no freedom and no choice. But we in the pro-life movement and we in the church are providing the real choices, the better choices. The choice and the freedom to do what they know is right, to pursue the life that God has intended for them while saying yes also to the life of their child. Today, Janet Morana, our associate director and co-host, and I are welcoming a friend who helps the entire pro-life movement to provide these choices. Peggy Hartshorne is the president of Heartbeat International, a network of pregnancy resource centers. And Peggy, we welcome you to the program.
Thank you, Father. Wonderful to be here. Thanks,
welcome,
Janet.
Peggy.
Thank you.
Tell us what Heartbeat International is.
Well, a shortcut way of explaining it would be that Heartbeat International is a big part of the service arm of the pro-life movement. We used to be called Alternatives to Abortion International. And I think that says what you were saying, Father. Mm-hmm. There are other alternatives. There are other choices. And we're here to help provide them. And we are a network, as you said, of about 1,000 pregnancy centers. That includes pregnancy resource centers, sometimes called crisis pregnancy centers, some pregnancy medical clinics, because many of our centers have added medical services lately, particularly ultrasound, which is a wonderful tool. We have maternity homes that are part of our network, and we're in all 50 states, and I believe it's 50-some other countries at this point as well. So we have over 1,000 pregnancy centers that are affiliated with us.
Now, just to give our viewers an idea of the big picture here, these 1,000 centers are still just a part of the overall service that is provided and the alternatives that are available. And there are other networks of pregnancy centers, too. Give us
a bigger picture of our service arm.
Right.
That's right. God has raised up all over the world people and organizations that are providing alternatives to abortion. So in the United States, we estimate there are about 2,200 what we would call pregnancy resource centers, centers where women can go and find help, ranging from crisis intervention to post-abortion healing, pregnancy support, kinds of services we may talk about a little bit more. So we have about 2,200 here in the United States. And that is that those people are working and networking with, for instance, Catholic Social Services has about 500 offices that provide professional social services that do not refer for abortion. So they're 100% pro-life. There are networks of nonprofit adoption agencies that also work with our affiliates. So there is a gigantic network of help available.
Now, many of our viewers, I would imagine, are familiar with Birthright. Explain how that interacts with Heartbeat.
There are about 350 Birthrights now, also in the United States. And they provide primarily maternity support services. Mm-hmm. So that's often a very important part of the service that's needed by girls and women when they have an unexpected unwanted pregnancy.
Another one of the big networks is CareNet as
That's
well,
right.
And they have a relationship with Heartbeat.
That's right, and mm-hmm. we have a joint venture called OptionLine, and thank you so much for encouraging people to use our national 800 number, 1-800-395-HELP. And that is, we support a call center, Heartbeat and CareNet, as a joint venture, and I think we will talk about that a little bit more in the future, what we really do with that national 800 number. But the primary thing is to reach people at the moment that they think they are in crisis, when they're abortion-minded or abortion-vulnerable, and connect them to the support network that's out there mm-hmm. all around the country.
Now, if a pregnancy center becomes what you call like a Heartbeat affiliate, What kind of support do you at the national office, you know, give those centers that are out there in the grassroots? Because, you know, very often I think people think of pregnancy centers as just giving out diapers and baby formula and clothing or cribs. And I know from experience with these centers all over the country, that's not the case. It's a lot more. But what kind of services does the national office provide to a center?
Well, we provide all kinds of services. Mainly, I suppose you could shorthand it a little bit to say training and support. Because when you're out in the field, we say on the battlefront, as our centers are, meeting with these women and families on a day-to-day basis, they need continuous support and training. Our movement has gotten a lot more sophisticated from the years when it first started, which was back in 1971, actually, before the Supreme Court decision. And at that time, we thought, if we can reach a girl at the moment that she thinks she might need to have an abortion, that that's her only choice, let her know that she has other choices, and then connect her to the community of support that's already out there, then our job will be complete. Now, we found out that it's a lot more complicated than that, and things have gotten a lot more sophisticated. Pregnancy centers have come under attack from our enemies, saying that we are fake clinics, that we are misleading in our advertising, that we're not providing medical services as we say we are. And so we need to be very smart and sophisticated in the services we're providing. I mentioned earlier that many centers are adding medical services. So providing that kind of professional training that they need, organizations around the country are doing that, and Heartbeat is supporting that in a big way. So making sure that our centers have the best tools, the most effective tools, and the best training to be successful in providing those alternatives and helping people choose life, that's what Heartbeat does. And it can be very lonely out there on the front lines. We have calls every day, hundreds of calls from our affiliates, sometimes needing a specific piece of information, sometimes just needing prayer. Mm-hmm. sometimes we'll get a call, I have a client who says this or needs this. What is the law in the state? I'm not sure. What can we say to this client? So we try to provide that kind of immediate help and support to our affiliates. When they're consulting with clients, we have extensive training programs. We have a national conference, a national training conference every year. We have several specialized conferences, one for our medical clinics, one for our largest centers, one for the brand new centers. We call it our new director, OASIS. Everything you always wanted to know about doing pregnancy center work but were afraid to ask. Mm-hmm. So we try to support in specialized ways all the different kinds of help organizations that are out there.
Many people, when we talk about alternatives to abortion, they really don't have a clear idea what we really mean. I mean, do we mean we're going to give money to this woman or the medical services she needs? Summarize for us what concretely we're offering alternatives to abortion. What does this mean for the young woman who is pregnant and doesn't know where to turn, doesn't know how she's going to have this baby?
The first thing that it usually means is a pregnancy test. Or if the center is a medical clinic and has ultrasound, an actual confirmation of pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Because many girls and women and families become very upset, think that their only choice is abortion, even before they know for sure whether there's an actual pregnancy there. So we do a lot of crisis intervention.
And we know that abortion clinics have been caught in the act of performing abortions on
girls who are not pregnant.
Absolutely. And this is something that we can tell the client when she calls.
Yes.
The first thing you need is an accurate pregnancy test and a confirmation of pregnancy. And the pregnancy centers that are medical clinics can actually do that. They can help identify the baby's heartbeat. Sometimes actually the client can see the form of her child. And so we know for sure that there's what we call a viable uterine pregnancy. As you may know, because in large part of sexually transmitted diseases, that are rampant, the numbers of ectopic pregnancies or pregnancies within the fallopian tube has greatly increased in the last 10 years or so. So sometimes we're finding ectopic pregnancies early on with our ultrasounds, and that's a life-saving thing for women. A woman could go to an abortion clinic, have an abortion, have a surgical abortion, or be given RU486 and actually have an ectopic pregnancy and think that she's had an abortion. when in fact
right.
the child is still growing there in the tube, and that can be life-threatening.
Yes.
So the first thing we need to do is actually help a woman know for sure, am I pregnant? All right, now, after that, pregnancy centers provide a variety of services. The main service is to help the woman look at all of her alternatives. Is abortion her only choice? The answer is no. There's always the choice of life. And then we need to help her sort out, all right, if I do choose to continue this pregnancy, what help is available in the community? And most pregnancy centers have tried to blend their services well with what's available in the community. If the community has a wonderful maternity home, for instance, then that's probably a service that pregnancy center is not providing. Mm-hmm. If the community has great availability for items like baby diapers and formula, you mentioned, maternity clothes, maybe the center's not providing that. But perhaps what's really needed in the community is a wonderful prenatal care program that's particularly supportive and geared to unmarried women. All right, many pregnancy centers have great maternity support programs, and they will help and connect the woman to the kinds of help that she needs, yes, specialized to her care. Does she need financial help? Does she need prenatal care and she doesn't have insurance? What is she qualified for? Where can we connect her? Do we need support for the father of the child? Usually the answer is yes. And many centers have started providing help and support for the father of the child, mm-hmm, to help him learn and grab onto that vision of his fatherhood, that his role is to help and support that child, so that his fatherhood is not taken away by abortion, right, and her motherhood is not taken away by abortion.
Exactly. Well, this is just scratching the surface, and we're going to talk more about this after we take a quick break. So, brothers and sisters, stay with us as we continue to talk with Peggy Hartshorn from Heartbeat International about real alternatives to abortion. Stay with us.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
In an election season, many issues deserve our attention. But as the U.S. bishops have said, none is more important than abortion. I'm Father Frank Pavone, and whatever your religion is, remember this when you go to the polls. Unless we're all protected, we're all in danger.
This message was brought to you by Priests for Life.
Welcome back. Janet and I are talking with Peggy Hartshorn, president of Heartbeat International, about alternatives to abortion. And Peggy, you were telling us about the various different things that pregnancy centers do to help those who might otherwise abort their child. One of those big areas also is adoption services, isn't it?
That's right. And when we talk about alternatives to abortion, we're really talking about the main alternative is parenting. Now, is that parenting, how will that take place? Will it be single parenting? Will it be parenting of the mother and the father, and we hope the possibility of marriage for the clients? Or will it be parenting through choosing an adoption plan? And so that's an option that we always keep open for our clients, mm-hmm, the possibility of an adoption plan for their child. It's a beautiful, loving parenting choice. Although it is true that in our culture today, only about 2 to 3% of unplanned pregnancies does a mother choose an adoption plan. We'd like to see that increasing because we, yes, believe so much in the value of the two-parent family, that's actually God's plan for the family. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to see that wonderful option being promoted a little bit more.
Well, I think, unfortunately, the media has projected adoption lately, in the past, I would say, 5 to 10 years, through movies of horror cases, like, you know, this adopt, you know, the birth mother comes back and gets the child back from an, you know, adoptive parent. And so I think it has this negative connotation in their minds that they say, well, you know, if we give the baby up to adoption, what's going to happen, mm-hmm, 20 years from now? Mm-hmm. Is this going to come back to haunt me? You know,
and it's very important when a girl is considering an adoption plan to make sure that she has the best legal help, the best counseling before and after that adoption plan. And when that's the case, it's a beautiful option, and it does work out beautifully.
So I'm sure you must have success stories.
Absolutely. My husband and I have two adopted children. They're now married, and we have four grandchildren. Mm. So and their adoption stories are beautiful stories. So it is a wonderful alternative.
I'm sure. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say Heartbeat International. Now you have a website, of course.
That's right. It's www.heartbeatinternational, and you have to spell it all out. .org.
All right. And then the term heartbeat. You know, how did that come about, or do you have some kind of a logo or symbol that embodies what you do?
We have. Thank you for asking that. We have used the heart, although our original name was Alternatives to Abortion International. We still use our original logo, which is three hearts, two hearts that surround a beautiful little pure heart in the middle, which is the child. And it emphasizes what I was just saying, the importance of the family, the importance of the father and the mother in the life of that child. And when that father and mother can't be there, the presence of the loving adults surrounding and protecting that little child. We call it our Hearts of Gold logo.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure many of our viewers are wondering, how many babies do get saved from abortion thanks to the work of pregnancy centers, including the Heartbeat Network? Do we have any sense of that?
We estimate that, Father, based on the statistics that we get from our centers. And considering all the centers in the country, we're estimating that between 4,000 and 5,000 babies a week are saved from women who are abortion-minded or abortion-vulnerable when they come into our centers. They actually have a positive test and a confirmed pregnancy, and they choose life. Now, we have many, many more babies born than that.
Right. In our centers. Right.
And we try to track and follow up with all of our clients to make sure that they get the kind of help and support they need throughout their pregnancy and they do have a healthy baby. Mm-hmm. So it's an estimate, Father, but we're very excited to think that God is using so many people around the country to save that many babies and help that many moms, because we see our mission is twofold.
Yes.
Yes, to save the baby, but also to serve the mom.
To serve the mom.
And sometimes we're able to share the Lord with the mom. We believe we live the gospel. You know, we share Christ just by being there. And sometimes we have the opportunity to share Jesus explicitly with the client. And so we see it as a kind of a joint mission.
Is there a role that pastors, like people might be watching now and say, gee, our church, maybe we should be getting involved with a pregnancy center, or maybe we should find out where the nearest one is, or if there isn't one, maybe we should talk to our pastor. Maybe our church family needs to start a pregnancy center. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. We do believe that the Christian church is just hasn't totally been activated yet. and we need to move that mountain and get our Christian churches really involved with our pregnancy centers. Mm-hmm. So if someone is listening from a church and you're not sure if you have a pregnancy center in your area, or your church is not supporting the local pregnancy center, you're not sure, you can check your local pregnancy center in two ways. One is by going to the Heartbeat website, which is www.heartbeatinternational.org. And on our homepage, we have a globe, which you can click on, and that's our worldwide directory. And you can put in the name of your state and city and find the pregnancy center closest to you. Or you can go on our Option Line website, optionline.org, the 800 number that you mentioned earlier. And there you can search by zip code. Put in the zip code and find the five closest pregnancy centers.
Excellent.
See if your church is involved.
Right. Well, we're going to get back to more of these thoughts with you on a subsequent program. But thanks for all that you've shared with us today, and thanks for all your work.
Thank you so much, Father. Thank you, Janet.
Brothers and sisters, there's an axiom in psychiatry that says, believe behavior. Many say they are in favor of women's health and lives and choices, but only provide abortion. It is the behavior of the pro-life movement and of groups like Heartbeat that really shows that we are on the side of women, their rights, and their lives. Stay with us now for our action segment.
When I found out I was pregnant, I thought I would lose my job.
My boyfriend told me to choose between him and the baby.
I worried about staying in school.
I was already struggling to care for one child.
My parents told me I wasn't ready to be a mom, so I had an abortion.
I had physical problems afterwards.
I went from relationship to relationship.
I hated myself.
I started to have nightmares.
I cried when I saw a pregnant woman.
I tried to commit suicide. Couldn't bond with the child I later had.
I tried to numb my pain with alcohol.
I struggled with depression.
I had trouble conceiving again.
You see, abortion didn't solve our problems.
It just created different ones.
Each of us thought we were the only ones struggling afterward.
Now we realize many women regret their choice.
That's why we are silent no more.
We found help in healing, and you can too. Call or go online today.
I want to be a fireman when I grow up.
I want to be a teacher.
I want to be president of the United States.
I want to find a cure for cancer.
The choice to have an abortion alters the course of the future. Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
Welcome back to our action segment. Janet and I share in this part of the program some practical things that you can do, products and tools you can use to spread the pro-life cause. You'll see more and more young people involved in the right-to-life struggle across our country, and if you ask them why they fight abortion, they will say, it could have been me. They're very much aware that Roe v. Wade in 1973 declared them to be non-persons because they were in their mother's wombs after that tragic and mistaken decision. Therefore, deathroe.com has been established, death, R-O-E. com. Roe versus Wade, causing the death of tens of millions of babies. We tape these programs from the studios of Life Dynamics, and Life Dynamics and Mark Crutcher, the president and founder, have set up this website as a place in the movement for these young survivors to come to take ownership of their own efforts to advance the cause of life and to find resources from around the country. Janet, this is really taking off nicely now, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because, you know, first of all, the kids are all over the Internet anyway. I mean, that's just a natural thing. They're in chat rooms, they're talking. And on this particular website, there's several opportunities for them. First of all, they themselves can register as a survivor. There's a memorial wall. It's kind of like the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington, you know, with people who were killed in the Vietnam War put their names on a wall. Well, these kids, it's an Internet wall, and they could either put a little blurb about themselves, even post their picture up on the memorial wall. But then in addition, there's products, death row T-shirts. Then there's a survivor's bracelet, and it has their survivor's number is the date of the passing of Roe v. Wade. And there's other products up there for them. And then also there's an opportunity to connect with other youth groups around the country that are pro-life youth groups. And so we want to ask church groups right now, do you have a youth group? Obviously you're pro-life. You're not up there. Go up there and register, because this is a way for more kids to get involved in youth groups, in youth ministry, and as survivors of abortion, to really speak out of why they're pro-life.
You know, I have always said the youth are not the future of the pro-life movement. They are the present
That's
leaders
right.
now. Because they're leading their peers, they're leading the rest of society, because they are the ones, because they were declared non-persons, who are now able to provide a voice in the movement where they're literally speaking for themselves. The fact is that they know they are a person today, they were a person yesterday, they were a person the day that they were born, and they were a person in the day before that, too, in the womb, all during their time in the womb. And this is what Death Row is about.
That's right. You know, especially like the T-shirts, a lot of these schools have in the spring Pro-Life T-Shirt Day. Well, maybe they'd like to get one of these new Death Row T-shirts to wear to school on Pro-Life T-Shirt Day, or wear it any day to school, for that matter, or go to a church outing or a picnic wearing that T-shirt. It really makes people think about the abortion issue. You know, they might be teaching lessons to the adults in their community who consider themselves somehow, quote, pro-choice still. If these kids are wearing that Death Row T-shirt, it's going to pose conversation. People will say, well, what's that about? Well, there you go. Now's the time to have a pro-life discussion by wearing that T-shirt.
The presence of deathrow.com is not only important as a place for these young survivors to go, but also for all the rest of us to go there too, to understand what has been identified as abortion survivor syndrome, especially if we're interested or are involved in some way in the education of the young, or pastors in churches, youth ministers, in understanding how we can minister to young people. If we're going to minister to or educate the young or lead them to Christ, we cannot ignore the impact of being an abortion survivor. It shifts the entire foundation of their understanding of life, of God, of family, of love. We see survivor syndrome in the anxiety and guilt that they feel for having survived, much like soldiers who come back from battle and have lost their friends in battle. So this is a phenomenon that cannot be ignored, and that's why we're promoting deathrow.com.
Yes. And again, go to that website and get involved, order the product. If you have young people in your own family, encourage them to visit the website. Once they do, they'll be hooked, and they'll be getting all their friends to go there also.
Thanks for all that you do, brothers and sisters, for the cause of life. Continue to join us on Gospel of Life. Tell your friends about our programs. And let's keep each other in prayer as we continue to fight abortion.
It's positive. I'm pregnant.
My boyfriend panicked, and I was worried what my family would say.
I just didn't know what to do.
If you're facing an unplanned pregnancy, you have options. You don't have to be alone. Call 1-800-395-HELP. Our services are totally confidential and free. If you're pregnant, call now. There is help.
The decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
Suppose a candidate said, "I support terrorism." Would you even bother to ask his position on other issues? Support of terrorism disqualifies him from consideration. So it is with one who supports abortion. That, too, is the taking of innocent human life, and support for abortion should disqualify a candidate from consideration. This is Father Frank Pavone.
I'm Dr. Paul Shank, and I hope you've been encouraged and challenged today. If you and others you know, perhaps a prayer group, Bible study, Sunday school, or pro-life group, want to know more about Gospel of Life and how people of faith united together can build the culture of life, call us at 888-735-3448. Visit us on the web at www.gospeloflife.com or email us at info@gospeloflife.com. You can write to us at Gospel of Life, P.O. Box 60038, Staten Island, New York, 10306.